Life as a black man. Tell me what's harder than that. I ain't speaking bars, I'm speaking on facts. Just cause I'm black, don't know I react. Think about Pocket, I think about Malcolm. Messed up cause they had the same outcome. Made it this far, yeah, we did it without them. Imagine if they never did stop them. Slave on the track. Reparations, yeah, I need that. And if I can't get it, you know what? Might as well just bling Black Wall Street back. I'm thinking about Malcolm. Messed up cause they had the same outcome. Made it this far, yeah, we did it without them. Imagine if they never did stop them. What's the deal? It's your boy Beano, man. I want to thank everybody for tapping in the G&G podcast, man. That's Gangster and Gentleman podcast. And today, the word of the day is saculum.
Whoa, what?
I'm about to really get deep, you feel me? I ain't been on in a little bit, but I'm coming back, and I'm back. I'm here. So you already should hit that like button, because you should be happy to see me. And you should be hitting the comment saying, what's good? Where you been? You feel what I'm saying? But saculum, you feel me? You don't know what that is? I got you right now. Here we go. I'm about to talk about something called the fourth turning. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't know about it. I'm researching about it, you feel me? And I just want my platform, my peoples, you feel me, to have a little insight, and, you know, you can do research, more research on it for yourself. You dig what I'm saying? But, all right, boom, the fourth turning. Basically, when I said saculum, that's just like a period of life. You know what I mean? Like a period of life. So this book is called The Fourth Turning, and basically it's just basically trying to tell you that every 80 years, history kind of repeats itself, basically. You feel what I'm saying? And there's different tiers to each part. You dig what I'm saying? There's 80, but there's, you know what I mean, the 20, 20, 20, 20. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, basically the book kind of breaks down each part, you feel me? All right, I'm going to get to the parts. Yeah, I mean, they have the high. You feel me? That's what I'm going to start with. It was the high. You feel me? Then they have the awakening. You feel me? People start waking up, realizing what's going on. Then they have the unraveling. You feel me? Where, yeah, I mean, everything that people knew that was working kind of fell off and they had to reinvent shit. You dig what I'm saying? And then they have the crisis. And, yeah, I mean, that's self-explanatory. You feel me? Crisis, you put it together. Crisis. You dig what I'm saying? So basically, the book's kind of saying, like, from the end of World War II, which is like 1946, all the way up to like 1964, that was the high. That's when a lot of people was coming out of the war, you know what I mean, getting good jobs, you feel me, making good money. Minimum wage went up, like Motown was popping, they just jumped off. Martin Luther King did his famous speech. Everything was up. Everybody was living. Everything was good. You feel me? Ironically, the baby boomers. Shit was booming. They was booming. And then the next phase was from 1964 to 84. That's like the awakening, the Gen X. That's when a lot of stuff changed. You know what I mean? Malcolm X was assassinated in this time frame. Apollo 11 happened, but some strange reason, that's when Woodstock was popping and all the acid and everybody was getting crazy. And that kind of ended with the re-election of Reagan in 84. You feel me? That little block kind of ended there. And, yeah, I mean, I hope you following along, man. I'm trying to do this as quick as possible because I know people, you know what I mean, got things going on. But this is important. I want y'all to tap in. This is real topics. You dig what I'm saying? So after that, you feel me? After they had the awakening, you dig what I'm saying? Then they had the unraveling. The unraveling. That was from like 84 to 2008. And in that time, you feel me? That was the time where everything was really unraveling. Like musicians were expressing themselves in their music. A lot of powerful stuff was going on. The L.A. riots happened. Like, it was really, really, really going crazy. You know what I mean? For instance, like, the Columbine shooting and the bombing in Bosnia, that happened on the same day. And that that little block, that ended with the crisis. You know what I mean? We all know we had the financial crisis in 2008. You dig what I'm saying? And that's how pretty much ended. And now, as the books is kind of telling us what's going to happen, now we're in the crisis, people. This is the crisis. And the crisis in our 80-year block is from 2008 to 2028. So you know the date. But what it's looking like in the book, he's pretty much predicting a lot of stuff that happened before it happened. And, yeah, I mean, let's talk about what's going on now. That's the crisis. I don't know if you heard, but China's on the move.
The best guess anyone has about China's ultimate intentions for Taiwan comes from the CIA. According to its intelligence assessment, China's President Xi Jinping has ordered the People's Liberation Army to be prepared to take back the island by force by 2027.
You've been operating as a naval officer for 40 years. How has operating in the Western Pacific changed?
In the early 2000s, the PRC Navy mustered about 37 vessels. Today, they're mustering 350 vessels.
So are Chinese warships now operating closer to Taiwan after Nancy Pelosi's visit?
Yes.
But back to what I was saying, we're in the crisis. So let's talk about the crisis right now. I mean, the crisis right now, we already know millions of people lost their jobs. A lot of people not working. A lot of people not working. COVID-19 happened. You already know how that is. COVID-19 messed up a lot. Let's not talk about the politics. Politics ain't never been this wild. It's the wild, wild west. And they're saying every 80 years, saculum, now I'm about to really hit you where you about to have to think. 80 years before World War II, 1861, was the Civil War. 80 years before that, 1783, Revolutionary War. Okay, those are the two wars, 80 years apart. 2028, we know what's going on today, man. We're fighting we're helping people fight. United States is kind of looking like, I don't know. We don't have no real leader. We have a president, but like I said, the politics is all messed up. We don't know what's really going on, but I can say by the looks of what he was saying, we need to get ready for something. I don't know what it is. We need to get ready for something. And yeah, I mean, I had to come back on some realness because we need to get ready. Let's not talk about everything that's going on. Let's talk about we're giving money to Ukraine. Okay. Let's talk about people forgot about that oil spill. Except for the people that live there, that was big. We're shooting things out of the air that we didn't know what it was. We got other countries coming together to see how they can compromise us. I mean, if that ain't real, I don't know what real is. I really don't. I mean, fourth turning is giving you every block. But I'm going to say that we real and we going to make it because after that, crisis, it repeats itself, so we back on the high. But you got to make it to that high, my guy. We got to make it to the high. So all the struggling that we going through right now is preparing us for the high, but we got to get to that high. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean, like I said, we got so many obstacles up against us, but that's the 80-year block. That's the fourth turning. I'm your boy, Bino. I want to thank everybody for tapping in, man. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, man, I don't even know, man. Come on, bruh. Hit that. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this because this is real. This is real. If you have any comments or anything to say about it, drop it in the comment and we're going to look at it and be like, yay, hit me up. Let's talk about this because I think it's real. You feel what I'm saying? And if you didn't know, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win. What's the deal, man? It's your boy Bino, man. If you're rocking with Gangsta and Gentleman Podcast, I need you to go to Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Matter of fact, we're on all of podcast platforms. And if you're willing and dealing on your iPhone or your Android, make sure you check us out on our social medias, man. We on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You know the name, Gangsta and Gentleman Podcast.